From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Brigadier General Iskander Farri Kurdi said his forces attacked from two directions and some IS territory had been liberated. The military operation is a major step and an attempt to retake Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, which the Islamic State captured 2 years ago. A U.S.-backed coalition of Syrian fighters, fresh from driving Islamic State extremists from the key northern city of Manbij, says it will now target another IS-held town, Al-Bab, also near the Turkish border. By capturing Al-Bab, the Syrian Democratic Forces would tighten their grip on an area along the border, making it more difficult for Islamic State to infiltrate fighters and bring in supplies. Forces allied with Libya's unity government said they have made further advances in the bid to oust Islamic State fighters from their stronghold in the coastal city of Sirte. Their progress has been helped by U.S. airstrikes that began on August 1st. Fighter Mofta Al-Senta said the morale of his fellow fighters is high. IS fighters are now reported to be encircling the city's central regional areas. Nigeria's government says it's reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. This is VOA News. The Council on American Islamic Relations is offering a $10,000 reward to help solve the killings of a Muslim cleric, and an associate in New York. An incident took place outside the Imam's mosque. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Afif Nasir is executive director of the Council of American Islamic Relations in New York.
To those of influence within the community and beyond, every single one of us has a responsibility. And it's not just the politicians, it's anyone of influence, including those who influence people socially. When we stay silent, we allow crimes to continue to occur. So every single one of us shares in this responsibility. And let's not forget the victims who are central to all of this.
Members of the Bangladeshi community who attend the mosque where the shooting happened say they want it treated as a hate crime. Your city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin has seen a second night of unrest with police in riot gear confronting a group of people who are protesting the killing of an African-American man by police. Milwaukee Police Department said one person was shot during the protest and they used an armored vehicle to take the victim from the area to a hospital. Milwaukee's Mayor Tom Barrett says the National Guard is being activated and will be deployed if needed. He had a message for the residents of Milwaukee.
We don't know what's going to happen if we have a flare-up tonight like we had last night. So if you love your son, you love your daughter, you love your grandchild, tell them to stay away from this area.
The Milwaukee shooting is the latest in a series of incidents in which African-American men have died as a result of police action. South Korean President Park Geun-hye defended her decision to deploy the THAAD missile defense system and put new emphasis on North Korean human rights violations, all of this during her address to the nation today. In her annual speech to mark the 71st anniversary of the liberation of the Korean Peninsula at the end of World War II, President Park said the South Korea will not give in to outside pressure on issues of national security. Turning now to the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt is still the fastest man in the world. He won the third consecutive men's 100 meters on something no runner has done before. Earlier in the night, South African sprinter Wade van den Niekerk won the 400 meters in a world record speed. On the women's side, American gymnast Simone Biles continued her dominance with a gold medal in the vault, her third gold of these games. Get more on the Olympics at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.